Within a Martian rock, they found the fossilized remains of a microorganism that had neither brawn nor brains. We're gaining quite a glimpse into how life might have begun from the spot that's on the rock, that's from the fourth rock from the sun. It's from a Martian meteor, and scholars think they know how it fell in the Antarctic 13,000 years ago. Though found in 1984, it languished till someone made a study of the rock that's from the fourth rock from the sun. Results are inconclusive, but it certainly appears that the fossils in the meteor date back 3 billion years. The scientific inquiry has only just begun of the spot that's on the rock that's from the fourth rock from the sun. With spectrographic readings and electron microscopes, they commenced to probe in ways that would rekindle cities' hopes. Abundant PAHs could be found by anyone who would scrutinize the rock that's from the fourth rock from the sun. It's time to launch a mission to send robots back to Mars. Though it isn't inexpensive, it's much cheaper than the stars. If we could bring back samples, there is much which could be done to determine if there's life upon the fourth rock from the sun. Though others have disputed it, I know Fred Hoyle is fond of a theory that says life on Earth was seeded from beyond. And I'm the great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson of that spot that's on the rock that's from the fourth rock from the sun.